The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell them a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, "A nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, 'Engage in trade with these until I return.' His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, 'We do not want this man to be our king.' But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, 'Sir, your gold coin has earned me 10 additional ones.' He replied, 'Well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities.' Then the second came and reported, 'Your gold coin, sir, has earned me 5 more.' And to this servant too, he said, 'You, take charge of 5 cities.' Then the other servant came and said, 'Sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant.' He said to him, 'With your own words, I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return, I would have collected it with interest.' And to those standing by, he said, 'Take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, 'Sir, he has 10 gold coins.' He replied, 'I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now, as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me.' After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. There's a couple of readings that deserve explanation, okay? So allow me to explain what you just heard, first reading and gospel today. Because there's a common theme in all of them, and I think this is one of the most important things that we need to remember, and that is that everything we do in God's presence. Very important thing to remember. Okay, so you take a look at the book of Revelation. We heard that in our first reading. And if you heard me yesterday, you might remember that I said that Jesus walked among the 7 lampstands and he pronounced 7 judgments on the 7 churches, and that those are supposed to make us think about his judgments on us, right? Okay. Well, today the whole book focus shifts. And now the author John, he's taken up from earth and up to heaven, where he's brought before the throne of God. And you hear this mystical description, and to anybody who heard this when they first read the book of Revelation, brand new, for the first time, they would have recognized it. Because what he's describing in this mysterious vision is a perfect description of the temple in Jerusalem, the dwelling place of God on earth. So he brings them up and shows them a great big lofty throne, the center of all. That's the Holy of Holies. The holiest place in the whole temple. And surrounding the throne, there's 24 thrones on which 24 elders sat. Those were the 24 priestly divisions established by King David, who sat around the Holy of Holies. And in front of the Holy of Holies, or I should say in front of the throne, there's 7 torches burning in front of the throne. And there was a great big huge menorah, 7 candles And it burned before the Holy of Holies. And I said, I looked down before me, and I saw this, I saw the sea like glass. And that's exactly how the Book of Kings described the floor of the temple. Like a sea of glass that resembled something like crystal. And then there were these four living creatures, right? And they all cried out, holy, holy, holy. And one of them looked like a lion, and one of them looked like an ox, and one of them looked like a man, and one of them looked like an eagle. Well, that's what the prophet Ezekiel said when he saw a vision of God. He described it as these four mysterious creatures, and they actually have a symbolism. The lion represents authority. The ox represents strength. The man represents intelligence. The eagle represents swiftness of justice. Such is God's presence. And they all cry out, holy, holy, holy. When you say something three times in Hebrew, that's just the way of making it a superlative. Who's the holiest of all? The holiest of all is God himself. And the temple, which you just got finished describing, is his dwelling place on earth. And you're supposed to hear that, and you're supposed to think, wow, his dwelling place on earth is right here in our midst. What we do here on earth is perfectly visible up in heaven, just like a clear glass window. Very important point to keep in mind. Similar idea here in the gospel. Do you know what we just got finished describing was a real historical event? Remember King Herod? King Herod, he's the one who tried to kill the baby Jesus and ended up killing all the little children under the age of two. Well, King Herod died. And after he died, his son, whose name was Herod Archelaus, he went to Rome to talk to Caesar Augustus because he was going to become the next king of Israel. Well, what do you think? Did people like old King Herod? King Herod, the terror man, King Herod who killed innocent children, did they like him or not? They didn't like him very much. He was a tyrant. So a group of Jews followed Herod Archelaus all the way to Rome. And when he asked Augustus if he could be the king of Israel, they protested and they said, we don't want this man to be our king. Well, guess who became the next king of Israel? Herod Archelaus. Guess what happened to all those people who protested? They were all killed. And you know what the message is there? Kind of a harsh message. We're living in a world full of people who would rather have anybody in the world be their king besides Jesus Christ. I mean, they'd rather bow down and worship a daisy, right? Anybody but Jesus. Trouble is, he is the king. And God help us. What you do here on earth has real ramifications in eternal life. Recognize his kingship. Right? It's not going to go well for those who want anybody in the world except for Jesus. Once again, what we do on earth, perfectly visible to God in heaven. Now, I said that's an important point to keep in mind, and it really is. And it actually ties in with our feast day for today. Real strange feast day today. Feast of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the temple. Not the presentation of Jesus in the temple, okay? But the presentation of the infant Mary in the temple. It's in no gospel. And you know, you're tempted to think of it as just a kind of a nice little pious day. You know, we all like Mary. Here's a feast of Mary, the infant Mary presented in the temple. A little thought for this day, and it comes from a 4th century saint. His name was Saint Germanus, Bishop of Constantinople. And here's what he says. He says, you want to think about this feast day in this way. Remember the story of Noah and the Ark? And Noah is adrift at sea day after day, week after week, and he begins to lose hope. Then one day, a dove flies back to the ark. Remember what the dove was carrying? An olive branch. Lets him know that land is near and that his drifting is at an end and that God's always been with them. St. Germanus says, think about this feast day the way that Noah thought about that dove carrying the olive branch. You know, nobody would have known anything was going on when the Blessed Virgin Mary was presented in the temple. It was just one more 3-year-old Jewish girl going through a daily ceremony. It would have been like a baptism that we have here, nothing special. But in fact, it was a sign that God was at work, that the people were about to be redeemed, And we feel like Noah in that ark, don't we? I don't know about you, but I do, right? Day after day, week after week, you're doing your thing. You look out from the ark, right? You're looking out into the world and you're saying, great big mess, great big mess out there, God. Are you going to ever do anything to fix it, right? Is everything ever going to happen? And you come across a feast day like this and it reminds you that God is at work even in hiddenness. Even when you don't think anything's going on, he's at work. And the Blessed Virgin Mary is the spearhead of God's reform. We've got to draw close to her. God wants to change the entire world with her obedience. He asks us to help him to change the entire world with all our obedience. And on today's feast day, let's do that and say with her, let it be done unto me according to your word, and ask for your prayers today. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.